The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning right here at 100.7 WHUD. And I know you got the coffee brewing, got the tea going, eggs, I guess. I smell bacon. Thank you. Oh, you can't say no to the radio, but thank you for thinking of me anyway. I'm having my tea right now, my black tea, Lipton tea. Lipton or Barry's, it works for me. Definitely a nice way to start Sunday morning. I hope you have a great weekend. And let's get into it. So GPS refinances, today's topic, GPS projection. What is all this GPS about, Mahoney? Well, I'm glad you asked. So I know a number of years ago, I used my GPS extensively in my car because it seems I'm directionally impaired. I call her Mindy, by the way, so Mindy doesn't fight with me. She just reroutes me sometimes. But think about a GPS. You take an address entry, so to speak, and you put in, Poughkeepsie, New York. You put in Walk Hill, New York. You put in Peekskill, New York. Brewster, New York. You know, there's a destination you're putting in and a street number and so forth, right? So I was thinking about that one day as I was putting in a destination. I said, financial planning is much like that. Before you even start, of course, people always have questions about Apple stock and IBM stock, and what do you think about Amazon? But again, what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, really try to look at situations from 30,000 feet and then try to make those type of decisions. So I always thought really, if you think about what a GPS does, it shows you a destination. You put in a destination, much like you. Your destination may be 65 years old in retirement, and I want $5,000 a month. Again, we've kind of figured how that's going to work. But the GPS method, so to speak, at least in my car, was, Mindy would say, okay, take a right-hand turn, take a left, and sometimes you have to mute it because it gets really loud. And sometimes you reroute a little bit, right? There's construction work, especially now this summer. My gosh, everywhere you go is construction. With that, it kind of hit me over the head one day. I said, wait a second, this kind of getting from here to there in my car, in between all the construction and traffic and everything in this area, is like mumbo jumbo. And again, it never goes from one place to another place so easy, much like retirement. I said, wait a second, this reminds me pretty much of the financial planning that we do at Mahoney Asset Management, this kind of GPS concept of kind of getting from one place to another place. And then I kind of shared that with some of my clients, and they said, yeah, that makes sense, and I can understand it better. So we started a whole series of books, a GPS for Retirement. And that's what today's topic is about. A GPS for Your Finances is the name of the show that runs every Saturday. And today is a GPS projection. So what is a GPS projection? Almost like that car, our destination, we put right away. We want to see what the expenses are going to be down the road at age 60 when you retire, 65 or 70. What do you think those expenses are going to be? Now, again, you don't know for sure, but we need to figure out something. We need to project something, come up with some number. So for illustration purposes, let's use $5,000 a month or $60,000 a year you may need in retirement. Now, remember, there's something called inflation, and people say, really don't have much inflation. CPI number is low, the PPI number, all these producer price index, consumer price index, and it's true. They're running around 1.5%. But inflation is kind of sneaky, and people say, what does inflation look like? I said, it's always hard to go forward to know exactly what inflation is going to be, but let's go backwards. Can you imagine pulling out a property taxes from 10 years ago? It's probably half of what you're paying right now. Can you imagine pulling out a cell phone bill from 10 years ago? I mean, now our data charges, mine came in just recently, all the data charges and everything, $140 a month. I still remember when cell phones came out were $29.99 a month. Again, this is before data, before texting and everything, but relatively cheap. Remember cable? Gosh, when cable came out, I remember my parents many years ago, we had home box office, and that was like $5 a month. Now, cable bills with internet and triple plays could be $200 a month, and why some people cut the cord. But my point is, you see over time inflation has its impact, and sometimes you can't really look forward to know what inflation is going to look like, but we can definitely look back and take a look at that. So when you build any retirement, what your expenses are, let's say $60,000 a year, I wish there was going to be $60,000 a year every stinking year until you're finally not on this earth anymore. But we do have to say $60,000, maybe next year it'll be $61,500 to maintain it for the same lifestyle, or $63,000 and so forth. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, a GPS projection, and we're going into what we think is a really good planning piece here at Mahoney Asset Management. Again, a lot of other firms do this type of planning, looking at 30,000 feet, looking at your situation, but we happen to call it GPS for your retirement, much like the GPS in your car. You kind of plug in your destination, and we kind of show you how to get there. What I find interesting in doing this, as long as I've been doing this, and again, I've worked with a small sample, so to speak, but I do notice that when people say, gee, you know, I'm used to making $60,000 a year, and I, you know, that's a pretty good lifestyle and so forth, you know, and I think retirement, that's how much I'll spend. You know, we've been, you know, so funny because a lot of the popular media shows, let's say you made $70,000 a year, you'll need 70% of that for retirement. I don't know where that comes from. I see that all over the place. A lot of our clients are telling us if they're used to $60,000 while they're working, they actually may need a little bit more while they're retired. You're like, huh? I know it turns this whole concept on its head, but the important part is, think about Monday through Friday as an example, and how much money you may spend or may not spend. I mean, for me, I bring my own lunch in, I bring my own dinner, so I don't really spend a lot Monday through Friday, very little. But when the weekends come, oof, look out. Dinners and, you know, Broadway show maybe, a concert, you know, going to the movies, it's a lot more expensive on the weekends and weekdays, you agree? But what is retirement but a very, very long weekend, like a 10-year weekend type of thing? So I say that to you because when most people are planning for retirement, I don't think they get their first number right. That is their expenses. They're working off their expenses, working Monday through Friday and having the weekends. And I'm not saying it has to be terrifying. Actually, these are golden years. I think this is a really important concept. I think it's really important to know that you can do this. Now, we also said, you know, the first number of years, let's say first 10 years of retirement, say from 65 to 75, let's call them the go-go years. You know, go here, go there, go grandchildren, go travel, go, 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 go. Well, that costs a little bit more money. So sometimes I like to do is take these projections and say, hey, you know, I know you said $60,000 a year as an example. Let me see what happens the first 5 years if you spend $70,000. Don't hit me for this. But we just want to see the impact of how everything else shapes out. And that's what projections are great with. And you can see how other things move. Because let's say that extra $10,000 a year, you want to do two or three really nice trips or one really nice trip per year that you didn't get to do while you're working because you had a set schedule, didn't have the time to do something. And now these are your go-go years. So I think it's really kind of cool about planning, projecting. You can always do these what-if scenarios. Gee, what if the first 5 years we spend $10,000 more per year than we thought we would? But yeah, we get to really enjoy it. How's that impact our overall numbers? And we can see how that happens. Well, I'm glad you're tuning in to GPS for Your Finances here every Sunday morning on WHD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thanks for joining us here on WHUD 100.7. Love to be part of your Sunday morning. Love to be part of WHUD, great community. And you just heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, how to get my book for free, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Financial Security. So that number again is 845-371-0101. There's no cost. It's free. We love giving books out to the first 20 callers. We think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. You can find this book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers, as I say, the early bird gets the worm, gets this book for free. So it's 845-371-0101. And if you tune into WHD every day like I do, I listen to it morning, night, I listen on weekends all the time. But if you listen on weekdays, Monday through Friday, you'll hear the market report by myself at 8:25 a.m., Mike and Casey show. And during drive time, you'll hear from Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:10 p.m. about what happened with the market. So pretty much around the dial, we're here at WHD helping you, and we enjoy being part of your financial lives. So we're tackling a topic called GPS projection. You're kind of saying, gee, what is a GPS projection? It's something that we do for our clients. And just like the GPS car, you plug in where you want to go. Again, we think financial planning is much like that. We kind of plug in where you want to go. I mean, it's so funny because people all the time get so stressed out. Not funny, but ironic, I should say. So stressed out about retirement. I don't know if I'm going to have enough money. I may outlive our money. Now, remember, when we grew up, you know, what did our moms and dad teach us? Money doesn't grow in trees, right? They told us that, which is true. Money doesn't grow in trees. But they teach us, like, scarcity. And somehow, you could be worth millions of dollars and still have these old tapes playing in the background of mom and dad saying, money doesn't grow in trees. And they're right. God bless them. They're right. But for us, though, when we start getting down to black and white and looking at where your expenses are and what your pension may pay if you have a pension or Social Security and other investments you put away, for all we know, that worry at night would go away because you can make it. So many times in doing this the last 28 years and working with a lot of people from WHED in the Hudson Valley and looking at what it looked like down the road, you know, it demystifies it. You know, it's conceptual. Gee, I never did that before. So in the abstract, I feel like I don't have enough money. I feel like I can't retire. I feel like I outlive my money, all these kind of yucky notions around money. Yet, sometimes by putting pen to paper, GPS for your retirement is today's topic, and putting this, you know, on paper and taking a look at where your expenses are going to be down the road and seeing those expenses grow with, you know, inflation, but also seeing what you have on the other side, what type of income sources you have. Maybe you have some real estate property that throws off income. Maybe you have a pension or a small pension. You probably will most likely have Social Security, and you probably save some money that can go towards that challenge. So some people are surprised that the numbers come in much better than they expect once we sit down and go through it, and sometimes just the opposite happens. But as far as worrying about retirement, I think the best thing you can do is do some type of analysis. Now, we call it GPS projection. We try to project down the road 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, depends on the situation, what it may look like for your expenses and how you can meet those challenges. So the first column we look at is your expenses. As I mentioned before the break, those tend to go up over time, maybe 1.5-2% a year, because just the way inflation works. It's something we can't, you know, control necessarily, because we do know. It's so funny. Sometimes the government says, oh, gee, you know, inflation's 1.5% a year. I have to tell you, I do go to grocery stores. I do go and pick up things. And I have to tell you, I really feel food is definitely going up more than 1.5% a year. I feel a lot of other things in our lives are going up. I think technology comes down. That's kind of cool. But I think a lot of other things in our lives continue to go up. And I say that because sometimes we will plot in 3-4% inflation just to give ourselves more breathing room to have the lifestyle that we want. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We are here every Sunday morning. We enjoy being with you. And today's topic, a GPS projection. So can you imagine a projection having different columns, and one column showing your expenses, the next column showing Social Security. Now, we did say in an earlier program, how to get your Social Security numbers accurate. And the numbers that we use, by the way, is not only Social Security, but less taxes. Some people say, gee, I'll make $2,000 a month Social Security. I said, cool. Don't you have to, you know, take into account taxes? Oh yeah. Okay, so probably close to $1,500. Yeah, well, let's get the real numbers, because when you pay after tax dollars for expenses, we want to make sure everything is apples to apples. So when you get your Social Security number, please take off taxes, because when you get direct deposit from Social Security, they'll withhold some taxes. But where do you get your Social Security numbers to make sure you have yourself in the right direction and your GPS projection? Well, you can go to socialsecurity.org. You know, get yourself a temporary password, change the password for your own protection, of course. I don't know, where do you keep all these? Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. Where do you keep these passwords? I mean, someone help me out. I keep on changing my passwords. I can't remember my passwords. Passwords reset. Anyway, so you go to socialsecurity.org, give you a temporary password, go in there and take a look. First off, to make sure your earnings history is correct. And then after your earnings history is correct, to make sure that you can see how much money you make at 62, how much you'll be getting at 66, and how much at 70 at Social Security. They'll show you those numbers, as well as they'll show you the earnings over the many, many years they worked. And a lot of people, it's so funny, you look at Social Security statement. I used to work at the AMP in Welcher Avenue. It's no longer the AMP. Welcher Avenue in Peekskill, New York. And I guess, what did I do there? Stock shelves, cashier, run around with the carriages, pretty much like everything you did. But my working papers, my Social Security, my first earnings was age 16. And it's so funny when you look back at Social Security. And hopefully over time, you see that your income increases when you see the Social Security reports. But they'll show you what you'll get at 16. 62, at 66, at 70. Ideally, if you can, we'd like to have people take Social Security at age 66 or older, because that's considered full Social Security. Now, if you're working from age 62 to 66, doesn't make sense to take Social Security. You can pay a lot back in taxes. So at age 66 or older is ideally is when you would start taking Social Security. Again, I know you paid in for a lot of years. If, in fact, you started at age 16, like I did at the AMP at Welcher Avenue, that means we've been putting in for 50 years into Social Security, and you want to start getting some money out. So no doubt, Social Security, for most people, may make up 30, 40, or 50% of what is needed. Now, if it's a couple, it could be quite significant. I've seen couples with $4,000 a month coming to Social Security, and that covers most of their basic expenses. Now, another part of GPS for projections, if you're lucky enough to have a pension, same thing with a pension like Social Security, you need to adjust for taxes. So let's say you have $50,000 a year in pension, which is a nice pension. Hey, let's deal with the reality of taxes, federal and state taxes, bring it down to $40,000 a year and take a look at Social Security less taxes and then see what you left net, because we want to go net, net, apples, apples, make sure all these numbers jive. And then once you see it sometimes in black and white, you sleep easier, at least for one night. You might have some worries the next night anyway. But at least when it comes to financial planning or retirement planning, you feel a lot better about it. Well, we'll be right back after these messages with the GPS for your finances right here on WHUD.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us every Sunday morning right here on WHUD 100.7. Always locked in. I was locking in. So why aren't you locking in, right? So anyway, good stuff. I hope you're learning some things on GPS for Your Finances. We're here every Sunday morning. Also, throughout the weekdays, Monday through Friday, you'll hear me around 8:25 in the morning on a Mike and Casey show talk about the markets and the market report at 5:10 p.m. by my colleague, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. So we're trying to keep you in the loop, not only Sunday mornings, but throughout the week. Of course, we mentioned on the air that Mike Bennett's offered a book, my book called Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide for Financial Security. And he said the first 20 callers, I want to remind you, this book is really a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning here. So get your pen and paper ready. Are you ready? Here we go. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers. This book retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, so to speak, at 845-371-0101. And today's topic, a GPS projection. We're talking about how we help our clients project in the future, much like the car. Either you go into your car and you plug in a little destination where you're going. Well, that's much like financial planning. And it helps in so many different ways because so many people haven't gone through this exercise. I bet that 95% of people that are listening this morning that haven't sat down and looked down the future, maybe they don't want to, but to see what it looks like in retirement for what they'll have for expected expenses, what type of income they'll need, what type of assets they'll need, and so forth. And so I said in the earlier segment, the first thing we look at is your expenses. And be mindful that your expenses of retirement, you want to pad them a little bit. You want to add some extra time. These are your golden years. We'll call them the boom, boom years, the go-go years. You know, from, let's say, 65 to 75, we take the cruises, those great things. You want to go to Pompeii. You've never been to Pompeii before? That's the time to do it. So let's say you're used to say, gee, I'm kind of used to $60,000 a year. You know, why not add an extra $5,000 or $10,000 a year for expenses and see how everything falls into place? And then we mentioned Social Security. Try to get those numbers from socialsecurity.org. Try to take a look at the impact of taxes and what your net, what you're left over with after taxes for Social Security. And if you have a pension, same thing. If you have cost of living adjustment, great. But if not, also account for taxes, net of the taxes. And then you start lining this thing up. You can kind of go left to right. Okay, here's my expenses. How my expenses may increase over time with inflation and how they may actually impact over time because of things that you want to do during your go-go years in retirement. Then the next column is Social Security, and your husband and wife together, two Social Securities coming in. That's pretty cool. Less taxes. Pension, maybe two pensions, maybe no pensions. Let's see, we're building this thing left to right. Then we also have something that's really kind of cool on the projections, and I look at annual additions to assets, another word known as contributions. So let's say you're 50 years old and you have another 10 years of contributions. That can add up to quite a bit of money. Now, we have a lot of calculators on MahoneyGPS.com. That's our website, MahoneyGPS.com. There's other calculators out there also, which says, okay, gee, let's say you have $50,000 already in your 401k and you put away 5% of your income and you do it for the next 10 years. How much will your 401k be or 403b be at that point? So that's important. So as you're building this model, so to speak, of this expense, now we do it all on computer. But again, if you want to kind of do this by hand, left or right expenses, Social Security, pension, and now we're adding money to retirement. We're putting away money to a 401k or 403b. We already have a lump sum probably in there. And now we're adding to that. Each month we're putting a little bit away. Hopefully the company's matching, but if not, still worth doing. And you start building this thing together. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, here with you every Sunday morning, bright and early when the roosters wake you up and the birds wake you up. While we're here right here in WHD talking to you about your finances and today's topic, a GPS for your projections. And we're going through this much like you should go through at least once a year. You know, it's funny when it comes to taxes, you have to get them done every April 15th or you're going to get some notices in the mail. They're not going to like you, right? But, you know, there's nothing that says when you have to get your will done, right? You have to maybe usually people get their will done after something happens to mom or dad or uncle or aunt or sister. Like, oh, my gosh, that could happen to me. And you take care and get yourself a will. But when it comes to financial planning, there's no such date. There's no April 15th. So this is why there's a year long process. But somewhere along the way, it's always nice to kind of like take a look at your inventory, where you are. I mean, look, you're putting so much hours into it. There was a great study that showed that people spend more time planning a one-week vacation than their own retirement. They look at every little detail, get on TripAdvisor, you know, try to get the right, you know, flights and so forth, which all makes sense. You want to do that when you go on vacation. But some of the planning aspects of vacation kind of mind-boggling. Okay, we want to go here. Can we get discounted tickets? Oh, maybe we can set this up. And a lot of work and effort that goes into this vacation, as you should. But what is retirement? A very, 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 very long vacation. So if you can put that much effort into traveling and vacations, and you should, it's fun. I do that too. You should also consider doing that for your own retirement. So try to, you know, have that same intensity that you have putting money into putting time and money into your vacations as you do into retirement, because retirement is really like a very long vacation. That being said, now this model we built for you this morning, this GPS projection, and I'll give you one quick thing. If you call our office during weekdays, 9 through 5, and request a questionnaire, say that you heard this on the radio, we will send you a GPS questionnaire so you can see a projection. That number is 845-371-0101. I'll say that one more time. For some reason, this is daunting on you. It's, you know, you can't figure this out. It concerns you and makes you stay awake at night, and you want your own GPS projection. We'll call 845-371-0101 and ask for a questionnaire, and we'll fill out your projection for you. So here we go. From left to right, we're building this. Now, finally, you're putting in all this money into retirement, but now you've already saved money. So you have to put that in. Now, we're using assumption rate of 4% a year. That may be high, it may be low. I don't know. We know for financial planning, we'd rather use that your assets will grow, let's say over time, an average of 4% a year. But yeah, but wait, Ken, I made 10% this year in the market in my mutual funds. Great, great, good for you. But let's be conservative, because you don't want to say 10% a year and you start putting these projections together and all of a sudden you don't get 10% a year and the whole thing blows up. So you'd rather be very conservative and use 4% a year of growth of your assets. Hopefully you can do better than that, and that's always nice to kind of add that surprise. So when you kind of shake this all up together, you just built yourself a GPS projection this morning, Sunday morning, bright and early. You got your first task done. You know, remember the commercial with the Marines before 5:30 in the morning? They get all these workouts in and get all these. The whole day is ended by 8 a.m. before the next person starts their day. So you see those commercials? Well, that's what you just did this morning with your finances. You got a big jump start on your finances this morning. making by listening here at WHED GPS for Finances. By having the GPS projection, taking a look at your expenses, taking a look at income, taking a look at your assets, taking a look at the money you'll be putting in over the next umpteen years and how that all relates. Well, hopefully you enjoyed it. I enjoy being with you every Sunday morning. And until next Sunday morning, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of a GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.